In agricultural news, a U.S. securities regulator may formulate a plan to improve oversight of high-frequency trading by keeping track of executed transactions. Under the new plan, the Securities and Exchange Commission would give the trading firms unique identifiers, which would tag every high-frequency transaction. Those identifiers would also allow the SEC to keep track of traders who are not registered market makers or broker-dealers. The tagged trading data released a day after transactions were executed would be available only to regulators. High-frequency trading is where banks, hedge funds, and proprietary firms use algorithms to make markets and earn thin profits from tiny market imbalances. It is estimated to account for some 40% of all U.S. futures trading. U.S. Grains Council President Thomas Doerr says the U.S. plans to double overseas sales of DDGs in the next 5 years as demand from animal feed makers in China expands. Doerr says that DDGs, a high-nutrient feed used in the livestock industry, may jump to as much as 11 million metric tons a year from 5 million tons now. Researchers in China say that feed mills in the PRC, the world's biggest pork producer, are seeking cheaper alternatives to locally grown corn as consumption of meat, milk, and eggs booms in the world's fastest-growing major economy. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack today sought to downplay the probability of Japan agreeing to fully reopening its market to U.S. beef during his visit to Tokyo this week. Asked if he expected any deal to be agreed on during his visit, Vilsack said it was important to continue dialogue and build on the bilateral relationship. He denied that there was any U.S. political pressure on Japan. Vilsack is in Japan to promote farm exports from the United States. The U.S. is the biggest exporter of agricultural products to Japan, accounting for nearly one-third of Japan's agricultural imports. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is aiming to publish by the end of April its tailoring rule outlining which power plants and other sources of greenhouse gas emissions will be regulated. But Assistant Administrator Regina McCarthy added that it may be pushed into May given the complexity of the rule. Industry officials say uncertainty and concerns about the new regulations, how stringent or flexible they will be, are curbing energy development and clouding future investments in emitting sectors. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.